awake all night and working wherever in God's world. And we know the Lord is using Radio Pulpit worldwide in the hearts and lives of so many people across so many barriers of difference, being different. Because we have one common goal, and that is that we serve the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we stand firm in the foundation of His holy word. Good morning. I want to continue with Psalm 56. And this morning I want to read it from the Message translation from Eugene Peterson. And it's all about the key to overcome danger, difficulty, fear, anxiety, and challenges. Challenges in the life of a Christian. Lord, how can it be that this or that is happening to me? How can I overcome this fear, this worry, this anxiety, this difficulty, this danger, this challenge as a child of God? Now, as I said so many times already, David wrote Psalm 56 because he was scared. They arrested him and he was to stand trial for not being guilty. And then he wrote Psalm 56. And I want to call it, this is a key psalm. As a child of God, by the grace of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, a key psalm, Psalm 56, to overcome danger, difficulty, fear, anxiety, challenges, whatever. Let's read. And I'm reading the Message translation. Psalm 56. Take my side, God. I'm getting kicked around, stomped on every day. Not a day goes by, but someone beats me up. They make it their duty to beat me up. When I get really afraid, I come to you, God, in trust. I am proud to praise God. Fearless now, I trust in God. For what can mere mortals do? What can men do to me? They don't let up, they smear my reputation and huddle to plot my collapse. They gang up, they sneak together through the alleys to take me by surprise. They wait their chance to get to me. Pay them back in evil. Get angry, O God. Down with these people. You've kept track of my every toss and turn at night. You, yes, Lord, you kept track of my every toss and turn through the sleepless nights I have. Each tear I cry entered into your ledger. Each ache I experience is written in your book. If my enemies run away, turn tail when I yell at them, then I will know that God is on my side. Verse 10 to 11 in the translation of Eugene Peterson, the Message of Psalm 56 says, I am proud to praise God, proud to praise God. Fearless now, I trust in God. What can mere mortals do to me? God, you did everything you promised, and I'm thanking you with all of my heart. You pulled me from the brink of death, my feet from the cliff edge of doom. And now I stroll at leisure with my God in the sunlit fields of life. Now I stroll and walk at leisure with my God in the sunlit fields of life. Psalm 56 from the Message Translation. And in this psalm, as a child of God, you know, I find keys to overcome the dangers, the difficulties, the fear, the anxieties, the challenges, as a Christian, as a child of God, by Jesus' grace in life. And as Christians, we can overcome fear and defeat every fear, anxiety, and challenge by standing on God's holy word and trusting God Almighty as our Heavenly Father. Consistently overcoming fear in difficult situations, in difficult testings in life. To read, to study, to meditate on God's holy word. To trust in God. To trust His word. When fear and anxiety and difficult situations and tests and challenges and anxiety and worries consistently come over me as a child of God, I am called, says David, to read, to study, to meditate on the Word of God and trust in God and to trust His Word. To remember who I am and whose I am. I am a child of God by the grace of Christ Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Word says in John 1:12, and whose are you? You are His. And you and I, we have God's Holy Spirit of fearlessness within us. Yeah? David says, what can a mere mortal do to me? What can man do to me? What can a mens amaidun? A mens kan baie aan my doen. Een mens kan geweldig bij jou mee doen. En dit gebeurt in je leven. It happens in life. We stand in these situations as children of God. It's written up in God's word all through. Well, Psalm 56 is, it's evidence thereof. David was hiding away, running away. They wanted to arrest him. They wanted to bring him to trial, to something he didn't do. And he was full of fear and anxiety and trouble. He had sleepless nights. Psalm 56 says, and the Message translation of Peterson says, he tossed and turned in sleepless nights of worry and anxiety and fear. Psalm 56 says, he cried, but his tears were caught up by God's compassion. God kept record of his tears. And now David says, I have the fearlessness of God's Spirit in my life, and therefore I can fight to overcome this daily fear, this daily difficulty, this daily anxiety, this daily trouble, this daily challenge, whatever it may be. I can overcome it daily in this life by depending on the Holy Spirit. And David, if he were alive today with the New Testament in his heart and Christ Jesus' resurrection power, he would say, that's the normal Christian life. That's what the normal Christian life looks like. David would say, let's get this clear. This is the basic structure of people saved by Jesus' grace, that they handle not by their own power or might, but by the power and the might of Almighty God, by the fearlessness of God's Holy Spirit within David, you and I. We have the fearlessness of God's Holy Spirit. Yeah, people did a lot of things to Jesus. People sent him to the cross. People arrested Jesus. People brought him to trial. Christ Jesus was convicted to death. He had to die on Golgotha. In my place, so that you and I may know I can depend on God's holy word in whatever situation in life as God's child, with God's spirit of fearlessness, because I have the overcoming power in the resurrection power of Christ. That experience is mine. And that gives me, though I may toss and turn at night with sleepless nights, as David says in Psalm 56, though I cry all the time, all my tears are caught up by God, says David. But I can stand on God's holy word. You know, it reminds me of Ephesians 2 verse 8, which says, by grace you've been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It's a gift of God. That's done. You've been saved. Ephesians 2 verse 8. And that is who I am. Saved by grace. This is the gift of God. And even though I may stand on the edge in the cemetery of a grave, when the coffin goes down, and my tears roll down my cheeks, even though I may be in such difficult situation that the anxiety and the difficulty and the fear causes me to toss and turn with sleepless nights, as David says in Psalm 56, even though I may be crying day and night, Psalm 56 says, God keeps record of every tear I cry. But I cry not as someone who has no faith. I cry not as someone who have not been saved by the grace of God. I cry not as someone who does not have the gift of God of salvation. I cry, and God knows all about every tear. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18. And I can hear, perhaps you may say at the other side at your radio right now, but you do not know what I'm going through. Yes, I do not know. But I needn't know what you are going through. You, in whatever situation you may be right now, at 6:15 on the 19th of February 2025, may know the power of God is within you, because the word of the Lord God says so. 1 Corinthians 1:18. Romans 13 verse 11. And Paul wrote the letter of Romans to those Italian Christians going through much. And I can just imagine how they had their sleepless nights in Rome, how they tossed and turned, how they cried, how they had fear and anxiety and troubles and challenges and whatever. And Paul, who also went, as you read the book of Acts, when the ship sank, He was on the Isle of Malta when he wrote the letter to the Roman Christians in Italy. And he knew what it is to fear, to have danger when the ship sank. It's all recorded in Acts. So therefore, the Lord used that ship to sink, where Paul was on that ship on his way to Rome. And when the ship sank, when he was saved and nursed on the Isle of Malta, it's all written up in the book of Acts. You can go and read it. He went through the pathway to overcome his fear, anxiety, troubles and challenges, difficulties, to walk the way, to experience the power of being saved by God, so that he could write to the Italian Christians in Rome. And Romans 13:11 says, "The hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now, like it's not here yet, than we first believed." Oh, nothing can separate you from the love of God, Paul told the Italian Christians in Rome. Paul says, what happened in your life, God will use for your good ultimately. Paul said in Romans 8 to those Italian Christians, God is for us. What can be against us? And this is what David said in Psalm 56. And Eugene Peterson, he translated it. He translated it in the Message translation, verse 1 to 4 of Psalm 56, when he said, "Take my side, God. I am getting kicked around, stomped on every day. Not a day goes by but someone beats me up. They make it their duty to beat me up. When I get really afraid, I come to you in trust. I'm proud to praise God. Fearless now, I trust in God. Because now I can comprehend, what can mere mortals do?" Oh Lord God, I pray for everyone at this very moment, 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on the 19th of February 2025, going through similar fear, challenges, difficulties, anxiety, whatever it may be. As David says, at the brink of death, give them the power of your resurrection, Lord Jesus Christ, by your grace. Even though they have been tossing and turning in a sleepless night last night, even though they may be crying, you say, "I catch all your tears. I know about it. I will give you the power to overcome. You will experience the fearlessness of God's Holy Spirit's power. It's in you, by Jesus' grace. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is in you, so that you can face your fear, anxiety, troubles, challenges, situations, difficulty. Though you may be crying, knowing you can trust God. And as Psalm 56 ends in the Message translation, you may say with faith, "Now I stroll at leisure with God in the sunlit fields of life, because I am an overcomer." Amen.